So it is my great pleasure to introduce our presenter, Katana Brown. Dr. Brown is Associate Professor of Occupational Therapy at Midwestern University in Arizona. She received her PhD in Psychology and Research and Education from the University of Kansas. Her recent research focuses on wellness services, particularly weight loss, for people with psychiatric disabilities, and she is also involved in projects focused on assessing community functioning, sensory processing, and photo voice. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Brown.
Thank you. It's really fun for me to be here because I worked on this project with UIC, and there's many people that I've worked with that I had never met till today. So the funding for this project comes through them. As many of you know, individuals in recovery may not be able to benefit from traditional weight loss programs that are out there, like Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig or other programs that people might be accessing for a number of reasons. And some of that has to do with cost, having access to the programs, just being able to get there. They may not feel comfortable in those settings. There's medication and symptom issues that they may be experiencing that those programs aren't sensitive to. And I think the biggest issue is accessible instruction, providing the information, the skills training in a way that people in recovery have success in implementing. So the purpose of the program that I'm going to talk about today, it's new R stands for Nutrition and Exercise for Weight Loss and Recovery, was to develop a program that community settings could easily adopt and that could be provided by both professionals and peer providers. And so to do that, one of the main emphases of this was to develop manuals that could be used by those group leaders as well as the participants that are in the group. One of the reasons that I think they contacted me to do this program was that I had developed a weight loss program along with my colleagues at the University of Kansas, a nurse practitioner and a dietitian and a consumer provider that we called Renew. And that program that I'll talk about a little bit was a very intensive 12-month program that was somewhat costly and a little bit more challenging for settings just to adopt and use in their settings. But we had some pretty decent outcomes associated with that program. So to develop the new R program, what we did was to look at those components of Renew that we thought were most successful and most impactful, as well as to talk to experts in the field and get their input into what they thought would be most important to include in the program, as well as to get feedback from participants that were in the Renew program, as well as some initial participants in the new R program. So initially, I'll talk a little bit about our recovering energy using nutrition and exercise for weight loss, the Renew program. This was funded by NIMH, and we were able to conduct a randomized controlled trial to look at the efficacy of that program. And as I mentioned, this program took place over a year. So the first phase was the intensive phase where we met weekly with individuals and provided classes around nutrition and exercise. A lot of the emphasis is on very active learning strategies. We, for example, actually go to the grocery store and look at what items might be healthier to choose. We go to a fast food restaurant and select items off a menu that you could still eat healthy. We exercise in every session So very active learning. Another component of it that's unique to Renew and not in our newer program was that we included meal replacements in the intensive phase, so that we provided individuals with pre-boxed meals as their main course as a way to sort of teach portion sizes and what would be involved in eating in a healthy meal, and kind of to try to develop that habit of what might work for a lunch and dinner main course. And then from there, we moved to the maintenance phase, that where we met one time a month. And but we started a program that we called Phone Buddies. So we called participants weekly to encourage them to continue to exercise and work on their goals. And we also had a weekly newsletter that was mailed to participants' houses. And then for the last 6 months, there was no face-to-face contact, but we continued with the Phone Buddy program and the newsletters. And so this shows you the general outcomes related to weight for the study. And what you'll see is over at the initial 3 months, we had a weight loss of 4.9, which is comparable to the Bartels and Dizalette's systematic review. About 5 pounds seems to be the average amount of weight loss that many programs are getting. There was some at 12 months that waned, but in the control group, you can see that there was a little bit of weight gain over time. But there's another finding that we think is maybe more interesting, and we just had a paper published in Schizophrenia Research that looks at this. We found very big differences at the sites where we implemented the study. So we did the Renew program at 4 different settings. And as you can see, cohort 1 and 3 did great. And in fact, we would blow some of those other studies out of the water if that's all we had were those 2 groups. And then our cohort 2 and 4 didn't do so hot. In fact, they did pretty bad. When you look over time, they gained a significant amount of weight. And we looked at trying to find out what were maybe differences in those sites in the data we collected. And we, fishing through the data, weren't able to identify any demographic variables. There weren't differences in terms of diagnosis or racial differences. There weren't differences in terms of attendance at those settings. But what we think is the difference has to do with something we've been talking about a lot here, is that culture at those 4 settings. So although we don't have strong measures to support that, those of us implementing the interventions and talking about them, cohort 1 and 3 were sites where they are already talking about wellness. They already had walking groups. And, for example, at cohort 1, there were concerns about what they were going to eat for lunch when they were at the program, because the setting provided a lunch that wasn't so healthy. So they went and talked. One of the consumers in the group went and talked to the staff, and they agreed to set up a separate space for the people that were in the group. They provided them a healthy lunch, and they were able to sort of avoid the temptations of the food that was in the other program. So I really think that one of the messages here has to do with considering when you're implementing a program, that it's not just the program you're implementing, but it's the whole service system that you're in, and whether or not it's going to support the goals that you have in this weight loss. And at the end of this program, I'll share the findings that we found in a small pilot study with NUAR, but we got really good outcomes in this simple pre- and post-test. But again, I think it might be because of that setting, facilitating, and it's Recovery Innovations who's talking downstairs, already having this culture of wellness and our participants being able to learn things in our group that they were then able to carry over and get support from in other aspects of that program. So sort of a side note, but an important one. So in the process of developing New R, we interviewed these individuals, of which several are here today, Richard and Dory and Peggy. And from that, we did sort of a qualitative study looking at what were the primary themes that they shared with us about what did they think needed to be included if they were going to do an 8-week weight loss program. And so the themes that emerged from those discussions included changing thinking. So a big part of this is getting people to believe that they can be successful in supporting their self-efficacy. One of the big things that we changed from the Renew program was that we talked a lot in Renew about what were barriers towards being successful. And we did that with the idea that then we could kind of problem solve what were those barriers. But one of the things we thought was happening was that people then saw those barriers and focused on those as being things that kept them from being successful, and we couldn't get past that. And so instead of spending so much time trying to problem solve those issues, we focus more on just what were ways that you could do something differently, and kind of avoided that discussion that, you know, I really can't eat healthy because the people in my family aren't supporting that. And maybe that's true, but let's talk about, let's just kind of put that aside and let's talk about what you can do. And so that's part of the changing thinking and our changing thinking. Setting goals, I think many people have talked about this, the importance of having a goal to work towards and one that's reasonable and attainable. Social support, a big one, the importance of having something in your program that promotes connections to other people. Important topics, so we just identified what were things that if you were going to do 8 weeks that you think should be included, portion size, being able to read labels, those were a couple of things that came up from multiple people that we talked to. Changing the environment of the setting, that's partly a lesson from Renew as well as other people talked about the importance of addressing the place in which you're providing the intervention. Developing more structure to your daily life. So although we emphasize the daily life tasks around eating and moving, there's other things that that contribute to our overall health. And so we started thinking about what are some of those other things and how might we look at your daily life and develop a more well-rounded wellness that supports weight loss. And then strategies to continue the good work. So knowing that this is only going to be 8 weeks, what can we do to try to help people continue with what they've learned in this 8-week program? So we weren't able to get internet access. I would show you that there's a free downloadable manual for both participants and leaders. And we think they're very easy to use. The instructions are very detailed in terms of what are the goals of each session, what are the materials you need, what are kind of talking points around each session, what to do in each activity. We give some general ideas for things to consider in setting up the group and the way that you want to promote changes in attitudes and facilitate excitement about the topic. In addition to that, a more recent addition has been that we've added exercise videos. So in the initial manual, it talks about coming up with some kind of exercise to use within the group session. But now, if you want to, instead of doing that, you can use these videos that we've developed, and I'll talk a little bit about them. So the new R is intended to be provided in a group. You probably could adapt it to use with individuals, but the emphasis on the group being that social connection, and a lot of positive things come out outside of the group, and a lot of support happens among the individuals that participate together. It's 8 session, typically meeting once a week for an hour and a half with a break in that time. But the teaching is very interactive. We really have not had trouble engaging individuals for that hour and a half, and the exercise session also helps keep people engaged. We also try to get a commitment from leaders and participants to attend all the sessions. We've talked about that engagement being a challenging thing, but we don't have perfect attendance, far from it, but we do try to talk about that a lot at the beginning and try to get people to commit to come as frequently as possible and just talk about the importance of that. So one of the things that came out of our discussions around the themes and something that's sort of structures the new R program that maybe is a little bit different is this theme of being intentional, and that if we can be more intentional about how we go about our day, we can live in a healthier manner. And so that idea of being intentional is based on several principles of weight loss. Changes in intake make the biggest difference. So although physical activity is important to get significant changes in weight loss, for most individuals, that means making a change in how you eat. There's research evidence indicating that if you're aware of what you eat, that can have a positive intake or impact on what you eat. So keeping diaries or using other kind of strategies to help you have a level of awareness of that. That physical, even though intake may make the biggest difference in weight loss, that physical activity is still a very important component of it, both in terms of maintaining weight loss as well as promoting other health benefits. So even for individuals that don't lose weight, if they increase their level of physical activity, they're likely to reduce their cardiovascular risk and other conditions. Also knowing that people that are overweight tend to lead very sedentary lives, and that people in recovery, especially so, social support being important, and this issue of the importance of self-efficacy. So we looked at those principles and developed a sort of script for people to use about how they could be intentional. So the plan for the nutrition exercise for weight loss and recovery is that each day I'll wake up at a reasonable time in the morning, sort of that idea that I'm going to have a purpose to my day, and that, again, I'm going to be intentional about having something to do. So I'm going to do something meaningful. And again, that something meaningful doesn't have to be related to this weight loss goal. It can be just something that's important to me during that day that's going to make me feel good about who I am and that I'm a productive individual. I'll spend more time moving and less time sitting and or watching television. I'll make a plan about what I'm going to eat each day. I'll eat healthy foods that I enjoy and avoid unhealthy foods. I'll talk to someone that supports my weight loss goals. And if I have a bad day, it's not a big deal. I'll remind myself of the plan and try to do better the next day. So this is something that we emphasize on that first day. We encourage people to take the handout and put it somewhere that they'll see it every day on their refrigerator or on their nightstand. And we certainly talk about it each session. And then each session has a different topic. So these are the eight topics that we focus on, the first being about changing the way that people think. A lot of the topics focusing on different aspects of eating healthy, cooking, meal planning, eating out, as well as things about physical activity. And our last session with an emphasis on celebrating the accomplishments of the participants and how can they create strategies for maintaining what they've achieved. Each session begins with an opening quote. They're often quotes that don't focus on weight loss, but focus more on having attitudes towards making a change. And we talk about what that means to the individuals in the group. Then there's instruction on whatever the topic is for that day. So we might focus on eating healthy when you go out to eat. We provide individuals with either books. There's that Calorie King book that you can use that shows how many calories and fat and nutritional information for all the, not just fast food restaurants, but many chain restaurants. And if you don't have the books, you can access all that information for free online. And so we would, in that particular session, have people talk about what they typically eat when they go to one of those places. Where do you most often go? What is it that you typically order? And then identify an alternate choice. And we encourage people, and when we've run the program ourselves, we then actually go out to eat that session and practice doing that. We have people set a goal after we do the instruction that's related to that particular topic. So if the topic that day was about going out to eat, then during the week, what is a specific, measurable, achievable goal that you could set related to that topic? We give some specific reminders, sort of bullet points. This is what we talked about today. These are some things to keep in mind as you go through the week. And one of the things that has been the most positive is this success story. So at, within each session, we've asked someone that participated actually in our Renew program to write a story about their own struggles or successes related to weight loss. And so somebody in the group reads that story, and oftentimes we just get lots of discussion and comments about, oh, I can really relate to that. That means a lot to me. And they've had a great impact. And then there's always physical activity, so we engage in some kind of exercise. And as I mentioned, we've developed eight exercise videos. They're 20 to 25 minutes long, and these are the different topics for each video. It was really fun to do this. I had some occupational therapy students that helped run the new R group that were interested in doing this. And one of them was a certified fitness instructor. So they, I worked with them and they developed the routines. We included citizens from Recovery Innovations in the videos, and each of them has different levels of activity. So there's modifications for each of the exercises. We used our IT department at the university, and they really enjoy doing this. They usually end up spending most of their time videotaping medical lectures. And for them to have something like this to do, they really engaged with the citizens that were in the group. And I think they ended up looking really high quality. It was much better than I expected. So they're online. You can use them in the NUAR program, but also if you just want to use the exercise videos, people can access them at home on their own computers. And we've been encouraging people to do that. So we did a small pilot study. We had 16 participants in our group, and what we found, they started out at 229 pounds, and this is at the end of 8 weeks. So they lost 3 pounds, which is somewhat impressive at 3 weeks, but what is even cooler is that this is without the intervention. They continued to lose weight. And, you know, I acknowledge it's a small study and it may not be replicated if we were to do this again. But if I'm on to something, that there's something about the setting in which you're providing the intervention, that perhaps what we were able to do was to give people some information that they could hang their hat on and then to continue to receive that support at this setting. And one of the things that did happen was that they continued to run NUAR, the citizen providers at Recovery Innovations to this day still offer it. So it could have been, and we know that some of the people that continued to lose weight were taking it for a second time. Other people that continued to lose weight or not. Another thing, I probably should have made a slide of this. We did a qualitative study afterwards and looked at three of the participants. One person who we saw as most successful in terms of weight loss, somebody that was unsuccessful in terms of weight loss, and then somebody that was kind of in the middle. And one of the interesting findings from that study was that the person who did not lose weight actually described her experience in the most positive terms of anyone. And the person who lost the most weight had a less positive description of his experience. And part of it was because, and we had asked, other people had asked him to kind of come back and talk to others to try to motivate them about weight loss. And one of the things he talked about in this study was he was surprised that they had asked him to do that, because even though he had lost something like 30 pounds at that point, he still saw himself as an overweight person. And why would they want somebody like me that's still overweight to talk about weight loss? So sometimes I think, and you all know this, that it's hard to capture some of those outcomes that maybe funding agencies and other bodies are interested in looking at. But that individual who participated that didn't lose weight and really didn't make a lot of changes in behavior still saw her involvement in the program as something that was very meaningful to her. And then just a few additional findings. The average body weight loss was 3.6%, and six of our participants out of that 16 had lost greater than 5%, which is also somewhat impressive. We included a knowledge test, and there was a small increase in knowledge. It was actually statistically significant, but it was only 1 point, so probably not that clinically important. But I think one of the biggest issues with our knowledge test was that it was too easy and we had a ceiling effect, and we need to come up with a harder pretest so that people don't do so well at the beginning. Well... So, any questions?